Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing How Great Thou Art, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Our God is Always Victorious, from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 21 through 24.
And when I say that God is not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul,
underneath the pews and no longer preach the word and no longer praise the Lord, in a world that is tattered and torn and we're just in a mess. But I want you to know something today. In the midst of all of that, that does not change the fact that He is still God, and that He is still an awesome God, and that He's a great God, and that He's a mighty God, and He's worthy of the praise of His people. Now, right now, I want you to lift your voice, clap your hands, and give the Lord the best praise you've got to the glory of Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Glory to our God. Oh, bless His holy name. Bless, come on, church. Give Him more praise, amen. Lift up your praise, amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me see some hands raised for Jesus this morning. Amen. What a great God we serve. Now listen, that should be your testimony every day of how great your God is in your life. Man, just don't say it, live it. Let Him be exalted in your living every day, that He is praised. Amen. We're going to go back and sing this chorus one more time. I want you to sing it like you've never sung it before. I want you to lift your voice and praise our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. Come on, church, come on.
How great Thou art.
I believe it's worthy, amen.
How great Thou art. Then sings my soul.
Today, you know, you're not as good as you thought you were. You're not all of that and a bag of chips. Amen. You've got failures and shortcomings, and you've got flesh. And let me tell you what, where there's flesh, there's the potential to commit sin. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a God who lives within us today that's bigger than the sin that is tempting us. Our God today is a deliverer, not a deceiver. And you've got to put your faith in God. God will give you Holy Ghost spiritual discernment. Amen. So you've got to be careful where your heart takes you. I've heard people say, well, I'm just following my heart. You better be careful. Because the heart is deceitful and wicked. And the heart is about the flesh. You've got to follow the Spirit and the leading of the Lord. And at present, our nation is in a time of tremendous great deception. There is religious deception today. There is no other way to heaven apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. People are trying every way, but the right way and the only way. When Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, He meant exactly that. And so therefore, we have socialistic deception. Let me tell you something today. Government is not my God. And I hope it's not yours. Washington is not your God. Amen. Pleasure has become deceptive. Not only pleasure, but paganism. Our land is filled with paganism. Radical Islam is deception. Allah is not God. And even when our governmental leaders won't stand up and call it what it is, it's radical Islam extremists that's doing the things to try to pull our government and our people and our nation down. Amen. Our nation is in a moral deception. You know, thanks to our government leaders and our Supreme Court today, men are marrying men and women are marrying women, and churches, my God in heaven, are whirling out and flying the gay pride flag in front of the church right beside the marquee of the church. My God, that is horrible. That's a decrement. I mean, that is a shame. That is a reproach. That is reprobate in the eyes of Almighty God. Amen. Transgender is moral deception. Washington may approve of such reprobate behavior, but I tell you, our God has not. Amen. The biggest problem with our nation, you think, well, man, it's the economy and the morals and, you know, this and all. No, our biggest problem in our nation is God. Because we have abandoned Him, we have forsaken Him, and we've turned away from Him. God's standard of righteousness still stands today. And it doesn't make any difference today whether a nation believes in God and serves God or not. It does not change the fact that God is a righteous God and His righteousness shall prevail in all things. Amen. Let me tell you something today. God always judges sin and God always wins. We have thousands of babies being aborted. Abortion is not a choice, it's murder. Amen. In the eyes of God, it's murder. You know, but we as a nation, even churches, Christian people, look the other way. It is really bad when a gorilla gets more media attention today than the thousands of babies who are being murdered every day in abortion clinics. Something's wrong. Amen. I'll tell you what we've become. We've become a dysfunctional nation because we have become dysfunctional in our homes and we've become dysfunctional in our churches. The church is failing in the calling, and today we are just kind of getting along, going along to get through today. God's called us to raise up a banner of holiness and righteousness and to stand for the truth of God's Word. God has called us to living holy for His cause. God has given us the Word. God has given us the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God has given us a shield of faith. God has anointed us. God has called us, and we are not to hide. We are to lift up the banner. And that banner over us is the love of Almighty God. We've got the banner of Jehovah Nissi, the God of victory on our side. Amen. The church is failing. Deception. I believe it's time that we speak up for the Word of God. Psalm 9 and 7 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, but the nation and the nations that forget God. We need to lift up God's name. We need to please the Lord. And there's a call for your home today. Dads, there's a call for your life today to train up your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. It's time you raise your standard in your home. See, we raise the standard of pleasure when we should be raising that standard of praise unto the Lord. We put church as a side item and a convenience when it should be the focus. You know, as a kid growing up on Fairview Avenue, we didn't have an option. We had one. You better be dead if you're not going to church. I mean, we went even when our noses were snotty and even when our coughs were, I mean, whatever. We didn't have no choice. You went. And we've let pleasure, we've let things dictate whether God's first or whether God gets what's left. I'm telling you today, man, it's time we start living for God. It's time we put priority on the Lord in our life. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what the Word says. The first step in deception is to reject the truth, and that's where we are. So when you reject the truth, you know what you'll do? You'll believe a lie, won't you? So when you discard the values of God's Word today in your life, you have severed all the hope that you need in your life. The first attack Satan made in Eden was on God's Word. Amen. And let me assure you today, God said what He really said, and He meant what He really said. Amen. And here we are in a society of sin that is controlled by compromise, and Satan is putting in the hearts of men doubt and confusion concerning what God has said. Folks, listen. Have we forgotten? He is the God of heaven and earth. And He is the God today who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.